Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The founder of Save the Michaels, Avi Israel. Avi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Avi,
thanks for having me.
Avi, let's start about a month ago. You stepped away from an advisory board that you were on with New York State. Why did you make that decision?
Well, I was appointed by Attorney General Letitia James. From the beginning, you can see that New York State was not very serious about really trying to slow down this epidemic. And you know, I don't play very good in a sandbox where people just sit there and lie. They give you facts, or they give you lip service without any facts and refuse to really get down and really help people. So I've decided that I had 8 months to go in my term. I might as well resign right now and let Letitia James appoint somebody else that can learn, and hopefully it will be somebody with lived experience.
Looking at the opioid issue, the epidemic here in New York State right now, we are seeing some concerning numbers, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, just take a look at the city of Buffalo. In the last 2 years, we had 589 people that died, fatal overdoses. Erie County reported for last year, we had 435. And so far this year, it's 165. And what upsets me is we have a governor that claims that she lost a nephew. But yet at the same time, there's no urgency on her part to try to do anything to try to curb this or slow it down or do some kind of a prevention kind of work. You know, she promised an open government. Andrew Cuomo was a lot more open than Kathy Hochul.
Looking at when your time on the advisory board, would things be suggested to the governor that she just wouldn't, that she would ignore, that she wouldn't implement? Did the advisory board want to declare a state of emergency?
Well, I personally wrote her about 4 to 5 letters, never answered any one of them. Some of us got together, including some state senators and assembly folks, and asked her to declare a health emergency. No answer, refused to do that. I don't know what's going on with Kathy Hochul. What I see is there's a lot of money that's going into New York City, And you have to look at where we live outside the city of Buffalo. This is a rural area. And we have no services. If you want to go to treatment, basically Save the Michael has to drive you all the way to Utica, New York, up to New York City, whatever it is that we can find a place in New York State. The state-owned treatment facilities are only open 5 days a week. And by Friday, you can't bring anybody by noon. What really upsets me is why is the state does not take anybody on Saturday and Sunday? Addiction doesn't take a break on Saturday and Sunday. Why isn't she trying to make simple adjustments that will help save people? And for the life of me, I cannot understand what Kathy Hochul is doing.
You talk about, only being open 5 days a week. Now, one thing that is pointed out on your website are the Narcan vending machines. Have you noticed these being used? What are the numbers since where these have been put in? Have we noticed a decrease in overdoses?
Well, no, we have not noticed a decrease in overdoses. We are actually increasing in overdoses, but they are being used. We're handing out Narcan. Everybody hands out Narcan. But the point is, you hand out Narcan, it revives the person. Now what? That's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, there's a lot that goes on to addiction that society does not understand. And as far as I'm concerned, neither the commissioner of OASIS understand, and the same thing with this governor. In order to keep a person alive, they have to go into treatment, whether it's inpatient treatment, outpatient treatment, whatever it is. I suggest right now inpatient treatment because we have drugs on the street right now that kill you instantly. I don't see hospitals opening up their doors. And one of the reasons is, a hospital doesn't have to take you. They can tell you they're not treating overdose. If the governor declared a health state of emergency, all hospitals will be open to people so they can go in and get the treatment that they want. The numbers keep rising in this state. Last year, there was over 7,000 people that died. Addiction affects all of us. It's in every zip code in this state. It's in one out of four houses, there's addiction. Alcohol is still the biggest killer, but yet they want to give access to a lot easier access to alcohol. I have no idea who's given Kathy Hochul advice. And as far as the commissioner that runs OASIS, she has no clue of what to do.
We're speaking with Avi Israel from Save the Michaels on the Trocare College live line. Avi, the state just secured another $277 million from a settlement with a opioid manufacturer. Do you know how this money was spent in the earlier settlements, and how would you like to see this money spent?
Well, let's put it this way. In the first 2 years, we got a little over $400 million. Only $70 million went to counties. Right now, this governor is holding on to over $330 million that is not getting to the people that need it. You know, my son died, and many other people died in order to Letitia James and go sue this manufacturers and distributors. Why not get the money to the people? We have a system in this state that is cumbersome. It's slow. You have to be approved by the state comptroller. You have to be approved by the attorney general. So that could take, I'm told, that could take 6 months to a year. Do you know how many people are going to be dead before this money gets to them, before we do anything to help these people? And again, I go back to the same problem. There is no urgency on Kathy Hochul's part. There is no urgency on OASIS' part with the Commissioner Chinazo Cunningham. What they actually did is make it harder for providers or people like myself to communicate with them. Since Chinazo Cunningham took over OASIS, you cannot call Albany to get any kind of help. I have to call Rochester for the local representatives and ask my question, ask for help, ask for whatever it is that we need. And it may take up to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whoever know, they don't have the answers. And they have to call Albany and get answers. What we got here is a government that basically does not listen to the people, at least when it comes to addiction.
Avi, you know, there were, the last few years, there were several documentaries on Purdue Pharma and their role in all this. Do you think there is still an issue at the level of the one writing the prescription when it comes to the current opioid epidemic?
Well, there's always loopholes when it comes to that. We basically, when we passed iStop, we controlled the overprescribing. There's not that much opiate that's hitting the street. What you have right now is fentanyl. And there's some pills, but those are fake. Those are really fentanyls. But, as far as what we had before in 2011 and 2012, it's not the same thing. There are some loopholes. You can call your doctor. The doctor will prescribe you hydrocodone or whatever. And then you can say, well, doc, that's not helping my pain. He'll write you a new prescription, which with an increased dose. What happened is that's where the pharmacists come into place and say, wait a minute, you already got this. I shouldn't be giving you the second prescription until you're done with the first prescription. Some doctors don't pay attention. That's the only thing that I see that's there's a loophole in iStop. But really, what we need to pay attention to is the demand. There's no prevention to say to kids or to say to everybody, from doctors to patients to everybody, you're going to take this prescription, you're going to get addicted. And that can happen to kids within one pill, two pills, three pills, or what have you. And when it comes to adult, it could be a week or so. I don't see pharmacists doing it. I'd like to see doctor talk about it more. But really, when it comes down right down to it, I don't see government doing anything to talk about addiction. Addiction is what we need to talk about. drugs will change from year to year, from month to month, or whatever. Well, we need to talk about what kills you, what changes your lifestyle, what hurts your family, is a disease called addiction.
Avi Israel from Save the Michaels, SaveTheMichaels.org. Avi, thank you so much for joining us and for all the work you guys do over at Save the Michaels.
Thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.